And we are now being joined with our monthly visit of our Lancaster County Manager, Dennis Marstall. So welcome.
Good Palmetto morning. Thank you.
I don't think we saw you last month, so we're glad you're here this month.
A little April Fool's Day.
That's
you
right.
Know.
And April Fool's. Taking us back to April.
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and jump in there. April was National
Counties Month. Yeah, so every month or every year, we highlight with the National Association of Counties the different county services that we do. We engage our area schools and do an art and essay contest. It has a theme every year. We recognize different, we actually had a mock county council where we had the four student councils. We have four schools in Lancaster County. We had the four student councils come and do a whole mock meeting, and they even gave us some input on our new regional park. And so we have a good partnership with our school system in Lancaster.
So I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Did the school county council mock meetings go better than the regular meetings?
The next question is, what were the takeaways?
And the takeaways were still good. Always good ideas. Good discussion. But it was a good month and an opportunity to highlight the great work of county employees. We do everything from A to Z in Lancaster, from the assessor and the airport to zoning. So good month to highlight the different county services that people maybe not even think about or know impact their lives every day.
Good for you. Good for you.
And the next thing, of course, I think we're just at that time of the year where we're asking lots of people, and the big B word comes up.
Indeed.
Budget.
Budget time. Yes. Oh. I'm actually doing my administrator's recommended budget tomorrow to Lancaster County Council. We have about $157 million budget, annual budget in Lancaster County. And so going through the different ways we want to do our service delivery is a great opportunity, really, for us to highlight, one, our service delivery. Trying to be more, I'd say, maximizing resources to think about how our EMS and our firefighters respond to calls. Can we maximize putting them in an SUV versus having an ambulance tied up or a fire truck tied up? And so some of our response times, clearly as a growing county, as everyone is around here, we're going to look to bring on four new sheriff's deputies. So thinking about that, but also with service delivery, a lot of it's around our fire. We have a great volunteer fire service in Lancaster County, but they need a little bit of support with some full-time 24/7 coverage. So working on some plans about how we can staff up some of our areas in the county with 24/7 firefighters.
People need to realize that if you don't have a presence in those fire halls on a regular basis, your ISO rating is going to go up. That means your insurance rates are going to go up.
Exactly. And so even as I'm not proposing any millage or tax increase, so that's a good thing. But if people understand their insurance rates versus even the minimum amount that we put towards the property tax towards fire service is a big difference.
So how are you able to hold the line on your taxes when everything in America is more expensive? Asphalt is more expensive. Employees are more expensive. Benefits are more expensive. The list goes on and on and on.
Well, a couple ways. One, certainly we look internally, and some of the things we did last year, we're not going to do again this year. You can hold down the line on travel and training, but actually we are a growing county. Mm. And we see all the number of houses come on. So now we have the new property taxes coming from all the houses you've seen. More importantly, our economic development efforts, bringing in new companies and having expansions of our local businesses. They are a key component to grow our tax base. So we want the commercial retail. And if you look, the Targets of the world and the Costcos are coming online.
They are.
Lancaster.
Well, I was about to say I was coming back from a spring break trip. So, of course, I was coming down 521 and the amount that is how it's growing. I mean, it's not just fields and trees anymore like it used to be driving to Lancaster. But Lancaster is such a long, wide county as well. You have pockets of rural and urban. How do you, as a county manager, kind of fight some of those, not that it's a problem, but it's just a vast county?
Well, it is. I mean, we recognize that in what we have our comprehensive plan. It's our planning document for the county. And we try to, most places, do a one big comprehensive plan. We've actually broken down into three areas and recognized. We have the Panhandle, which is Indian land. We have the greater Lancaster, which is around the city of Lancaster. And then we have the southern part, which is the Kershaw, Heath Springs, more rural. So we actually recognize that we have kind of three different personalities and that they want to maintain that personality. And so we have our little bit of nuances to our planning and zoning regulations around that. So we just acknowledge what it is. But for the growth, the good news is that we will have additional revenue for our growing tax base. And so that is how we are able to grow some of the money to provide the new sheriff's deputies. We're looking to restructure again But I also want people to understand that we are looking within Lancaster County government for sure, but how do you maximize resources and use what you have, and not always more, 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 but we are looking even at how we do our animal control officers and kind of restructuring that a little bit. But we are finding savings as well. But so it's a two-pronged approach where maximize what you have and then utilize what new comes in.
Is it still true that residential taxation doesn't really pay for the services that are given to homeowners, whereas you take a look at commercial and industrial, that's where you really make your revenue?
Yeah, certainly over time, the residential does lose how much it contributes to the tax base. But that is why you do want a healthy commercial, absolutely, retail, but even looking at the industrial base and different things. And so that's why we have a multi-pronged approach in economic development, where you do look at the big manufacturers, right, and you look at the headquarters operations. Like we have Continental Tire as a corporate headquarters within Lancaster County. And so it is a balancing act. But we are the beneficiary now, where we can see some of the enhanced revenue because of, you do have the new commercial, the new, think about restaurants and things that are coming online that are, sure, not only paying the property tax, they're paying the sales tax or contributing to it, but also we have a hospitality tax, which is helping to support our regional park and, yep, our recreation programs.
And speaking of taxes, transportation sales tax. We've heard you talk about this for a year or so.
Yep. He's back
and
again.
Now you're, that's back, right, and we're going to see more about this on the ballot in November.
In Lancaster County, yes. So we did have a ballot initiative in November, as did the Lancaster schools. Both of them failed, unfortunately. So County Council has worked with our local citizen committee, the County Transportation Committee, and they made a recommendation to come back again in November of 2025. We've done some joint meetings with the school board in Lancaster County. We did a joint meeting with the city of Lancaster. And so we've kind of all agreed that it'd be a good time for the county to come back in November 2025. And the schools will look to go back sometime in 26. So what we'll come back with is about roughly a $250 million proposal. Raise the local sales tax 1%. It will generate roughly $250 million over 10 years, and we'll use that only on roads, with a bulk of it, or a large amount, roughly $70 million, for the widening of 521 from the state line to basically past Walnut Creek or Highway 75.
But if Lancaster County keeps growing the way it's growing, that 10 years might become 7 years to pay that thing off.
Well, yes. The legislation is unique for the transportation sales tax versus other local sales tax. So, yes, if the money or the time frame reaches first, it's whichever one. Yeah. So, yeah, if it we reach the $250 million in 8 years or 7 years, then the tax will stop. But the beauty of it is, I mean, we try to promote this, is that the sales tax is supported by visitors and those outside the county. Mm-hmm. I don't have the source on it, but roughly they say 30% of a sales tax is paid by people traveling through or from outside the county.
That's right. Heads and beds is what we talk about.
Look what's happened here in Rock County. Hill and York County.
Absolutely. So we want to play on that some more. But the key point for us in Lancaster and most counties in South Carolina, we do not use property tax for roads, right, in Lancaster County. And so we're dependent upon the state of South Carolina, SCDOT. We do have some projects from a separate capital project sales tax, but it's very minimal. And so to have a dedicated funding stream so that we can then attract state funds and matching federal funds, we've got to have some local skin in the game.
That's right.
And so that's what we're going to be educating the public about that. I think it's obvious about the road needs in Lancaster County if you're sitting on 521. So we want to tell our voters, our citizens, that we do have a plan, and we're going to try to find a dedicated funding stream to support that.
Is there a place residents can go if they want to find out more information about what that's going to look like?
There will be at mylancastersc.org. We don't have the full outline of the package yet. The county council still has to sign off on the language, but that will be done by the end of July.
All right, great. Well, that is our monthly check-in with the Lancaster County Manager, Dennis Marstall. Thank you for being here, Dennis.
Great to be here.